What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Brad. This is Parklandia.
We packed up our loft in Chicago, moved into an RV with our dog Finn, and now we're traveling the country full-time visiting America's national parks.
Thanks for listening.
Today, we're reading through some questions we've been getting from followers on Facebook or Instagram.
Heather asked us in the Parklandia Rangers Facebook group, how did you decide what to bring when you downsized your home to the RV?
I think most of this was just a matter of space and what made sense and what was a priority. Like, we couldn't bring anything big. We couldn't bring any unnecessary things like art or big photo frames or anything like that, just because there's nowhere to hang it or store it.
Couldn't bring our tiki mugs or...
No, anything breakable, too. Like tiki mugs, for example. A lot of glassware. We had a lot of that. And we had to get rid of... Because we just didn't want to risk, like, bumping around on the road and shattering it all or anything like that.
And throughout time, we've actually, you know, reorganized our space to have, like, more shallow holders. And so that way we could put our bottles in them. And then we have these, like, bottle socks. So, like, for our liquor... We cover it with different, like, they're called liquor socks. Then we've done some reorganization. We've even actually gotten rid of all of our glassware and replaced it with plastic coffee mugs, plastic glasses, rocks glasses, all different types of that. Because when you're driving down the road, you actually get a lot of the rocking back and forth. And so you get a lot of this, like, ting-ta-ting-ting-ting-ta-ding-ting,
yeah, absolutely.
And that gets really old really quick. And so we've definitely had to rethink that. And, you know, every time we go to the farm, I feel like we drop off different items that are no longer important while we're on the road. Or even if they are, you know, we don't have the space for them. So we definitely have to – it's a continuous downsizing. And when we're going to make purchases, we have to really think about what we want, what we need at this reason and season of life.
Yeah. So it's like downsizing and also reprioritizing, because some items we started with on the RV and we've since put in storage and replaced with other things that are, we've come to find out, are more important. And that happens a lot. That happens especially with clothes, at least for me. When we first moved in, I had to go through all my clothes, and then anything I haven't worn in like a year or something, I would either put in storage or donate it or get rid of it, whatever, find solutions, because we just simply don't have the closet space that we used to.
And we also had to take your DVD collection and downsize that.
Downsize. Get a big binder, because I don't have the space to just stack up a bunch of DVD cases like I had previously. So have to remove those cases and then just use the disc and put them all in one concise binder that can easily just fit underneath the DVD player.
Yeah, and that really helps. So finding those different like storage and organization spaces for the RV is what really makes the difference within this lifestyle and choosing it.
From Cynthia in the Parklandia Rangers Facebook group, we have another question.
Yes, and full disclosure, this is my Aunt Cindy, the one who gave me knuckle sandwiches growing up, flushed my head down toilets to give me swirlies, you know, all the kinds of things. I mean, shoot, I used to shoot up her laundry room with BBs and then blame it on my cousins, because that's how close we are. But she had a lot of questions, and we definitely want to talk about some of them today.
Yeah, good question.
Because they're all very great ones, and it's all about that RV lifestyle. And they have a preface in them. So she goes, okay, remember when you read these questions, I have a limited knowledge of national parks. Upside down smiley face.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of people do, and that's why we're here to talk about this, and these are absolutely amazing questions.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start with this one. Okay. Do you park the RV on the national park premise during your entire stay?
Yeah, well, it depends. Yes, and sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. Depends what national park has an RV park or RV accessibility, and then if they have reservations available. So, like, for example, at Everglades, we booked an RV spot, like, several months in advance, and we stayed there the entire 4 days we were at the Everglades, so...
And then on the other hand, in Yellowstone, we went to try to find them, but it was like the week before 4th of July.
Yeah,
bad
impossible.
Planning on our part, my part. but that one, we actually went into and we couldn't find anything. And so we actually went over to West Yellowstone and we called ahead and they had a space for the time that we're going to be there. So that was the other side of that. So, you know, we can stay on them. Sometimes they're overbooked. And then ones like Petrified Forest don't have an RV park at all.
Yeah. So it all differs from park to park. And we've done like every combination of this. So the next question was, do they have hookup for water, electricity, et cetera, for RVs?
Yeah. So mainly most RV parks have water and electricity. Mm-hmm. I would say 100% of the time, those two are always happening. But the dump tank, I would say 90% of the time has the dump lines as well. So that's considered a full hookup, is when you have water, electricity, and the place where you can hook up to the ground from your RV so you can just continuously dump your black and gray tanks, which we've talked about in past episodes.
Yes. Yeah, and she also asked, does this differ by park? So yes, exactly, it does.
Absolutely. Yeah, those are amazing questions. And then this is probably the most important question of all is, do you have to make reservations or can you just arrive?
Yeah, so if places do accept reservations, especially if national parks accept them, then I would absolutely recommend that as soon as you can. Not all of them do. Some campgrounds and RV parks either don't accept them really at all, or they only offer some for reservations, then keep the rest for kind of like walk-in or day of, which is a good kind of option for last minute travel. But we always try to make reservations whenever possible, whether it's several months in advance or a week in advance. It's always just, it provides a peace of mind and it's good to know where you're going to be, when you're going to be there, and knowing that you're going to have a space there as opposed to being like out of luck and kind of scrambling.
Yeah. And sometimes they have it on their website where you can do a reservation. Sometimes you have to fill out a reservation form on the website. Sometimes you have to call them to make a reservation. So the reservation system is not like a hotel reservation system where everyone absolutely has online booking. A lot of these differ from park to park to park. And even from city and states, we've had full hookups as low as $15 a night and as high as $115 a night. And that one was in Jackson Hole, which makes sense because it's such a beautiful area.
Yeah.
And that RV park was spectacular. But those are the different things that you have to think about with the budgeting process of RV living is your fuel and your hookups are going to be your like biggest two expenses, minus if you took out a loan for your RV, which is actually probably cheaper in most cases. So the budgeting aspect of that is something that I'm excited to talk about in a future episode of Parklandia. thank you so much for asking these amazing questions. We really enjoy this interaction that we get to do with you, and we're super excited to continue to engage with you on our Facebook group, Parklandia Rangers, or our Instagram at Parklandia Pod.
Yeah, so reach out to us anytime with questions, comments, conversations, and we're more than happy to chat with you and answer your amazing questions. So thank you for listening. You've been listening to the Parklandia Podcast, a show about national parks by iHeartRadio.
Created by Matt Kerouac, Brad Kerouac, and Christopher Hasiotis.
Produced and edited by Mike Johns.
Executive produced by Christopher Hasiotis.
Special thanks to Gabrielle Collins, Crystal Waters, and the rest of the Parklandia crew.
And hey, listeners, if you're enjoying the show, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other people like you find our show.
You can keep up with us on social media. Check out photos from our travels on Instagram at Parklandia Pod, and join in the conversation in our Facebook group, Parklandia Rangers.
Thank you so much for listening.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.